All right, Josh Osby, Indianapolis won. Hometown race for you, right?
Yeah. This is the closest one to home for me. Yep. So, yeah, definitely hometown one.
Eventful day for you. Was it the heat where you crashed off the track?
That was the main event.
The main event. Yes. Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Right. But then I was, so I thought it was, to be honest, I thought it was the main event, but then I look at your results and you got ninth. So good job.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was, obviously a bummer. I feel like I was in a good position. I've been just a little tick off, obviously the factory guys. And I think Oldenburg is like just that next step for me. Mm-hmm. So I was right behind him and I was just really looking forward to latching onto his pace and, figure and just try to get a little bit better and get closer to those, you know, factory guys. And then, yeah, I just got a little bit cross-rutted in that rhythm. Landed like right on the tough block and it just kicked my bike out and I crashed, which obviously got out of the crash super good. I'm thankful about that, but just a little bit bummed, but it's all good.
Yeah.
We're moving on healthy. We'll go into Tuesday and do it again.
you're like, I got to think, wait, Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking at the lap chart. I just pulled it up. Yeah. You were 19th on lap five. So that's when I thought it was earlier than that, but yeah, dude. So nice comeback for you. But like you said, you're stuck in this no man's land right now, huh?
Yeah, which has been a bummer because it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm getting, you know, seventh, eighth, mm-hmm. ninth, whatever. Got, but let's be realistic. I mean, where it's a little thin.
Right.
I mean, I you know, there's the factory guys, and they're all going super fast. And then I've just been a little tick off of them, and then there's people behind me. So it's like, yeah, I am in this, like, weird spot.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to work each weekend at getting closer to those guys. Because I think if I can get a little closer, all it is latching on. And, you know, it's I think, as simple as that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, how brutal was the track tonight, man? It looked gnarly. I mean, they did their best before the mains and stuff, but whew, man, not a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of stressing because I didn't know how much of a prep they were going to be able to do. They ended up doing pretty much a full prep, mm-hmm. but the big double.
Yeah,
That was so gnarly. Like I actually put it in perspective. If everyone could go back and watch the second 450B qualifier, or the third one, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Third practice. It was literally survival. Like those guys, the track was so gnarly. It was just, it's typical Indy. Gets rutted, gets gnarly.
Yep.
And that double was absolutely massive. I think that it showed, I think Kenny jumped off the track.
Yeah.
Brandis jumped off the track. Like it was, there's a technical course.
Tonight. What do you think? How long was that? I meant to text a track guy and I forgot. How big do you think that was?
You know, it was definitely, I mean, what's a supercross triple, 75 feet?
67, I think. Yeah.
Okay. I would say it was probably 75 feet. It's definitely bigger than a normal supercross triple.
Right. Okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, just, and I guess the jump is the jump. It's big, but they built the track so good. It was super flowy, but the ruts.
Right.
The ruts were so gnarly. That just brought, obviously, another big factor into it.
So. Right. So we're four rounds down overall. How's your bike? How's the team? How's that for you?
Everything's good. I love my bike. I love working with everyone at the team. Obviously, unfortunately, JGR shut down, but we got quite a few of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell Key, Dean Baker, it's been really good to work with them, and they brought a lot of knowledge on board and experience, you know, for a guy like me. Obviously, I've been at this for a little bit of time, but they've been at it for, I mean, Dean's history goes so deep.
Yeah.
So he can just help me with a lot of things, and I really enjoyed it. I thought the transition was going to be a lot harder.
Uh-huh.
Going from, you know, club to this, but it's been great. I'm still at club, and I think that's honestly been good for me too, is kind of have the separation. If I go there, I train, and then I think I was a little too involved over there.
Yep.
Which the relationship is still great, which I'm happy about. Yep. I think everything went as smoothly as it possibly could. So all in all, it's good.
Do you think Phil will be happy with this ride from 19th to top 10?
Absolutely not. I think what Phil expects is what I expect. You know, I want to be up there battling with those factory guys. I understand, like, a guy like Craig or Nichols, like, they're going so, or, you know, even Lawrence, they're going so fast that so realistically, I mean, a guy like Craig or Nichols, they're going so fast. I got to keep things into perspective. And realistically, it's a little bit out of my ballpark. So I want to keep things into perspective. And I just want to latch on a guy like Shimoda or Moseman. Not that those guys aren't going extremely fast, but it's more attainable for me.
Yeah.
I feel like Oldenburg and I are going to be, we're right on the bubble, like the first non-factory guy. So obviously want to be, beating him and just getting better each week. And I think that'll be super important for me and try to get in the mix,
Well, yeah, for me, I think you rode really well because I remember you went off the track and I'm like, oh, he's got a lot of work to do. And then you got ninth. Yeah. So good job tonight, man. Yeah. Thanks for this.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
All right. See you, Osby.
Thank you.